And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did. And who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you. Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
If you turn up the microphone, they can hear us, man.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, you are? Hang on. See, we should have checked the all the sound levels before the show. Would have been a good idea. What'd you get for food?
I did get food.
Oh.
I got liquid bread.
Oh, liquid bread. All right. Liquid bread. I know what that
caffeine
means. That's nasty. Well, what's up, everybody? Madhouse Radio's here.
What's up?
We have begun. Late as usual. Fashion will be late, as I like to say. I'm going to light a stick of incense.
That's how it is. Madhouse.
It is. Milkman is on the satellite link. What's up, Milkman? How you doing?
Yeah, baby. It's the Big Fight. Carlito, man, it's been a fighting week, man. We ready to kick some butt. Send in some good numbers, right, guys?
That's right. And Will just gave me some good news. That's all I can say about it, but it's good news. Good news, man. Good news. And what else we got going on? Jen Stewart, jenstewart.com in the house.
Hey, everyone.
What's up, Jen?
Hey, what's up, Carlito?
What's up? Bumba Clot. Where's
what's
Athena?
Up, man?
Athena's around?
Somebody. It might have been the cat.
That's not Athena. That's the cat.
I just seen something move like it went in the kitchen.
And Will seeing stuff over here already.
Let's say it's a
hallucination. Will, eh?
Big Will is hallucinating.
Man with a hallucination.
I've got bad news. I forgot to set up the phone, so everybody hold your ears real quickly. I do have good news, though. If you have, for those of you podcasters out there, I know there was a long wait for updates to the podcast. Two new episodes went up on the podcast about 2 hours ago. So check that out.
We are back, man. We've got time.
That's
you
right.
are now going to be able to catch up on our back episode.
That's right. Yeah, we got the episode.
Back the by popular demand.
The episodes from March. But give me a second here, Milkman, entertain the people while I test the... Oh, the mouse is working now?
Damn.
All right, good. Will's got his own
right,
setup
right.
now in the studio.
98.6 the mouse.
98.6
the mouse.
Oh,
that. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
Tonight's about.
How about that? The first time. I got it right the first time.
Numbers.
I got it right the first time on the phone. That is great.
Skip it, Milkman.
Milkman is skipping.
And Skippy.
We're used to him skipping.
Yeah.
He skips like a girl with his legs pointing outwards. So, yeah,
and
exactly.
Dress up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He wears a wig, and it's very dirty.
Was that him I seen on Upskirts?
Upskirts.com, everybody, our sponsor tonight. The first hour of the show brought to you by Upskirt.com. Check them out over there. The second hour of the show is brought to you by none other than MadhouseMunchies.com.
Woo-hoo.
Good
Can't
stuff.
Leave without the munchies.
That's right. And if you want to reach us here tonight, we'll be taking calls later on. Not now. Do not call now. Let me make sure that's turned off. The toll-free line is going to be 1-888-278-8509. Again, our toll-free line tonight here.
Is that a free number to call in on?
That's right. Yes, we do. 1-888-278-8509. Also, if you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio on AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio Online, Madhouse Radio Online for Yahoo Messenger, and MSN Messenger, Madhouse Live at hotmail.com. And our email is madhouseradio at gmail.com. Again, the email address here tonight, madhouseradio at gmail.com. Instant delivery to us here in the studio. And we'll take care of your request there. Other than that, the only other option is to go to our webpage, madhouselive.com. Check out our podcast, as I talked about earlier. You can send in your prank request right there to hear directly in the studio, madhouselive.com. And that's about it. I don't know what else we could talk about. What else can we talk about? Anything else we could talk about? What's been going on lately? Have I missed anything? Wow.
There was a fire. There was a tropical thunderstorm.
Tropical storm isn't coming here. You know, there's a tropical storm in the middle of May.
Man, there's been flooding going on and rain all over the United States.
Not here.
Tony Blair's
and
stepping
now
down.
Now starting to get hot spots.
Yeah, yeah, Tony Blair, I was just about to mention.
That's right, Tony Blair. That's right, Jen. You're our British correspondent there in the British... in the Britain Bureau of Britain.
The British office.
So he's stepping down tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, June 27th.
Oh, I heard it was tomorrow. I guess he's announcing tomorrow? I don't
know. No.
So how does it happen? Now, do you guys have an election or does Parliament pick a new guy? Do you even know? I don't know if you get... You said you're German, not British, and you hate the country or something.
Yeah, that's right. But the Labour Party, they will elect somebody else to take his place.
God, don't you... So the Labour Party does. So at what point do the people elect their prime minister there? Ever at all? Or
No. The people, they have to vote for these groups like Labour Party, etc., and then they vote for their leader.
Okay, so you vote for the party, and then the party picks whoever's going to represent.
I don't vote for anybody because I'm not allowed to vote because I'm not a citizen of this country.
Because
I would never vote for any of these twats anyway.
You tell them. Octoon. Right on.
Yeah, man, I hate these guys.
That's right. I heard it.
Yeah,
I'm a bitch, Will says. All right, well, they didn't elect Hitler either, you know. So, what else is going on? Fires in Florida. It smells like smoke outside. I'm hacking up whenever I cough. It's very bad. You know, we got a little bit of rain today. You know, we're hoping to the great God that will help us out here, get some, you know, rain in the mix and get these fires turned off, you know, turned down. There's a tropical storm off of the coast, but it's not coming anywhere here. It's sucking up all our moisture, so we end up with no rain here, you know. It just goes somewhere else. So that sucks. I don't know. What else can we talk about? In the news, yeah, I had some things I wanted to talk about real quick here to knock out of the water. Michael Moore. Well, you know, Will or Milkman or Jen know who Michael Moore is?
Independent filmmaker, does all the documentaries.
That's right. He did
Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah, that's
right. The best shit ever.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
Shit, fuck, cunt, all that's good. Don't say cunt, though. Jen doesn't like that word.
Yeah, okay.
And he doesn't like the N-word either. But, yeah, he also did Bowling for Columbine. Anyway, his new documentary, Sicko, about the pharmaceutical about the healthcare industry, is coming out in June 29th, and apparently, as part of it, he traveled to Cuba, and he's now being investigated by the U.S. Treasury Department for actually going to Cuba. As you know, of course, there is an embargo here that the United States has where you can't travel or can't go to Cuba without special permission, and you can't purchase items. You can't buy Cuban cigars or Cuban sugar or whatever.
So that's about to be lifted, yeah?
Well, God willing that the current administration either changes his mind or gets
kicked out. I just want to get a Cuban cigar legally.
I just want to go to Cuba on vacation.
That's true, too.
We could fly there like in 45 minutes.
I'm going to go to Cuba just for a Cuban sandwich.
Imagine that.
They
have
the best
sandwich.
Stuff, I bet you.
And right around.
I know, man. And right around. I love those.
One of those taxis that are from like the 1940s. Not even, right? 1930s, 1940s, maybe? Those, you know, they all have those old taxis there from way back in the day. It would be interesting to do. So that's Michael Moore. He's going to jail. All right, big guy. Enjoy
that. What's that website for the freedom of internet?
SaveNetRadio.org.
It's a political beat down. It's a form of a political beat down.
Yeah,
what the heck did they get charged against?
SaveNetRadio.porn?
SaveNetRadio.org.
Oh.
SaveNetRadio.org. That's something everybody needs to go to. Everybody go there. Yeah, but yeah, Milkman, I agree. You know, he pisses off the right people. He gets in trouble with the current administration. That's how it happens. Excuse
65 days, 30 minutes, and 41 seconds left until July 15th, the day the music dies.
That's right, the day that, in theory, internet radio will cease to exist. Unless you do something about that. So go to SaveNetRadio.org and get involved. All right. Real quick, I had some exciting news for me. I don't know how many of you out there are Terminator fans, but Terminator 4 script is made. It's in hand. And there is going to be a new Terminator trilogy. Terminator 4 is on slate to be released the first half of 2009. That's pretty soon.
It's going to be
done. I don't know. Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger can't. You know, he's the governor. He can't be the Terminator. I don't know what they'll do. I mean, I guess it'll just be you know, a new Terminator, I guess. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, that old Terminator model is probably, you know, very old and very, I don't know, how would you say? Obsolete. Yeah, so, I don't know. I hope they said
it. I heard they're going to put Jet Li in.
Jet Li? As a Terminator? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to say Shaq wanted to be in Terminator 3 for the longest time. That'd be something. Yeah, I don't know about that. The Japanese version. I don't know.
What's his mother's name?
So Terminator. The new Terminator movies are coming out soon. You got that to look forward to.
Which one? T4.
Terminator 4.
What is it going to be? What part of the storyline? The middle?
Terminator 14. Nope. Man, I never thought it would come this far.
I know. God, you think they would have stopped Skynet how many times by now? You know what I mean?
Been terminated.
God, Skynet's been wiped off the Earth like 15 times.
It turned into Matrix.
It keeps coming back and coming back. Can't stop Skynet, man.
It's that man, Barlito, that keeps reinventing it.
And the one last thing I wanted to talk about here, I don't know if you ever heard the mess out there on saving gasoline. You know, gasoline is going up to $4 a gallon here in the States. It's currently an average of $3.07. I paid $3.09 for gas this evening. That's
getting your asses clocked.
Yeah.
Man.
So
$2.49.
I just wanted to... $2.40. Well, you're right there. They have a refinery right there. That's why. But hey, wanted to say real quick...
We make most of the gasoline for the South...
Right.
Eastern seaboard of the United States.
Well, yeah, true. But there were some studies made. You know the old myth, how, like, you know, you shouldn't run your air conditioning if you want to save on gas. You should leave your windows up. Don't roll them down, because rolling them down creates a drag on your car, cutting down on fuel efficiency. Well, sure enough, they did a study, and two separate studies conducted in 2005. Edmunds.com and Consumer Reports, they compared the fuel economy of a sedan and an SUV on the highway with and without air conditioning and with open windows and not, and it had no effect on the gas usage at all. So, feel free to crank up the AC. You're not going to affect the environment or your wallet at all. Also, they used to say, you know, the best time to buy gas is on Wednesday. That's when the price is usually low. They've actually found out that's not the case. There's no difference in the date. It doesn't matter if it's the weekend or not. And restarting your engine does not change your the consumption of gas. You know how people say, you know, don't turn your engine on and off, it's best to leave it idling. It's not true. That's not correct. That is not how it happens. That is it. That's the news. Now, in other news, we would like to bring up, of course, here, I'm sure all of you are waiting to find out what our take is on the whole situation between Dr. Lego and PCU and PCR. Once again, we're thrown into this mix. Once again, we're thrown into the drama, of course, and we're having to talk about it. Milkman, why don't you explain a little bit what's going on? I, as usual, I'm out of the loop. But Jin, I'm sure you've been keeping tabs on this as well. I heard most of last night's occurrences, but let's let Milkman give us the story, and then Jin, give us your take on it real quickly. Let's not dwell too long on it.
All right. Well, the most recent convolution in this story is there's been a lot of disruptive activity in the other network, PCR.com, and there's a lot of internal strife going on between the host and the owners, cussing and other disrespectful behaviors and kind of gang up type activities. And the owner of that network has decided that he is not interested in continuing doing business with the hosts of that network. And he has decided that he's going to give up his ownership, and he's going to come to Prank Call Underground Radio and rejoin where he started at back here, like we did in the good old days.
Yeah. So, Will, I don't know if
the way it looked like it's going to happen is that the other host is not going to, doesn't want to join with Prank Call Underground Radio. So his ultimate end is really unknown at the moment.
All right. So Zolar and Lego are beefing together. Will, you know anything about what
They're
I'm talking
split.
About? Do you understand? You know, you remember when Lego and Zolar were on PCU back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And then they split off and made their own thing. You're like, uh-huh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Dr. Lego is going to come back to PCU, and he's the guy that runs PCR. He's in charge of the servers and all that. Excuse me. And he got pissed off at Zolar.
Servers,
and
the website, the streams, the
yeah,
everything.
He's in charge of, he runs Prank Call Radio out of his own pocket. and he got pissed off with his treatment from the people at PCR. Now he's gonna,
generously.
Yeah, he's coming back to PCU, and I guess Zolar is all ticked off, and they're fighting and arguing and yada, 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 and that's about it. It doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know. I guess I was supposed to talk about it, so
there's
it is.
A lot of verbal assault going around.
Yeah.
A lot of anger was wielded, and it's sad. I hate to see that, because we've been through this many times, and it would be great if we could all come together and call and just have fun, because that's what it's about. It's about having fun, not who's better than who.
Exactly.
But, you know, this is the real world. Not everybody's going to agree.
Yeah. Jen, what's
there
your...
There we have a variety. Jen's got a perspective. Exactly.
Yeah, Jen, you tell us real quick what do you think on this whole thing.
Well, all I can say is, save the drama for your mama. You guys say it best, you know. I don't know what to say on this because I was there yesterday. I was listening to the PCR stream. I listened to the argument between Pedge and Zola and Dr. Lego.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say, you know. Why are they arguing? What's the point? You know, this is about entertainment. This is not about, you know, fucking around.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's just have a good time and save the drama for your mom. I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, hey, maybe out of all this, we'll just end up, you know, everything will smooth itself out and everything. You have a block of blocker right here. Something came out. Just to let you know. Do you want to block junk emails? It says. I'm talking to Will. But yeah, you know, and yeah, I don't know. That's it. You know what I mean? Hopefully it works out. I don't know if it will. Hopefully it's not a big bit. You know, hopefully it's not some game they're playing. If it is, then whatever. And if it isn't, then even better. You know, Dr. Lego's back on PCU. He'll do a show. He doesn't have to worry about so much crap, and he has a good time. We all have fun. That's what we're all here for. And we'll all do prank calls.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah. So speaking of which, let's do some prank calls real quick then.
Get into this, baby.
That's what we're here for. Well, let's do that now. Let's see here. B.A. Baracus, also known as Lonesome Loser, also known as Storm Shadow, also known as Mr. Peepers, is checking in with tons of numbers. Winkies, Winky Dink Stop and Go. Whoops, There It Is. That's an escort service called Whoops, There It Is. Hey, there you go. Remember that song? Remember there were two songs? There was Whoop, There It Is, and Whoop, There It Is, and there was a big fight over who was going to be the best. You remember that, Will? Whoop, There It Is, and Whoop, There It Is, and then even that one guy got
whoop,
shot over
there
it.
There it is, come on now.
That's right, DC in the house, Jump, Jump for Joy. There's a party over here, party over there, something, and yeah. And then Ghetto for Life, Ghetto Records and Pagers. Ghetto Records and Pagers. Who uses pagers these days anyway? Does anybody need a pager?
I don't know why. You can use your phone as a pager.
Yeah, don't be a fag. Don't get
what
a pager.
What is a pager?
A beeper?
Don't worry about it.
What do you guys call it? A beeper?
Yeah, I don't know. Forget it.
Oh, okay. Ringer. A digibox. That's what they call it in Britain. We also got Weeby Sushi. We also have Weeby Knives. We also have Weeby Kids. And, of course, we got a submission for Sam the Donut Man, Dunkin' Donuts. We haven't talked to him in about a month, so we'll give him a call later on here. We've got the California Truck Jamboree, the Bear Hollow Jamboree, and rounding out the top in Scotland, we have Scapa Harbor Master Harbor House. Okay. I think we tried to call them last week and nobody answered. Well, we could definitely try that now. Let's try to call these
Alaska
numbers early.
I got Alaska numbers.
We'll send them on over, Big Will. 4:30
in the afternoon.
Is it?
Yes.
What's a time check? We gotta do a time check real quick. Hang on, let me tell you what different times are out there.
I'm sorry, 7:30 in the evening.
Alright, in Juneau it is 7:38 LA right now, the West Coast 8:38 PM. Honolulu, Hawaii 5:38 PM. It is 11:38 where Milkman is at, 11:38 PM. Is it? Really? Milkman, what time is it over there? 11:40?
Same time
30, as us. Yeah, because they don't have savings time. That's right, they don't switch the time. Yeah.
No, he's the same time as we are, 11:30.
Yeah, but when we switch times, he stays.
Well, he stays.
Yeah, when we jump ahead, he stays behind. And then,
loser,
and
you're behind.
And in England, where Jen is at, it's 4:39 a.m. Dude, that's awesome, man. Thanks for being up, Jen. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem, man. It's worth it all the time.
All right. And, hey, and where our fighting men and women are fighting in vain. Not in vain, but you know what I mean. They're fighting. It's 7:40 a.m. in Baghdad right now. This goes out to you all, USA, all the way. Right on.
What time?
7:39 in the morning and 48 seconds in Baghdad, Iraq.
You know what we should do is send them letters and then put our Madhouse live.com on this so they can listen while they're over there.
I would hope they would.
Because it'd be 7 o'clock in the morning, they'd be getting up, you know, doing the exercise.
Yeah, and drinking their coffee.
You know.
Doing all that.
Chow, breakfast.
Cleaning their M16s right now, usually. That's what I would do if I was in the Army, so.
When I clean my gun, I usually do that at home, though.
Yeah, well, in Iraq, you got to keep the sand out of your gun. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I gotcha.
You're slow.
Yeah, I know. I'm slow. Okay. Anyway, the toll-free line is now open if you want to call in and join us here. You can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. I know what you meant. Well, that's okay. You don't have to show me your way. I don't need to see it. I understand what you were talking about. We'll have to get over
there. I'll let you slide with that one.
I know. Let's call Sam the Donut Man before he goes home.
Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House.
What?
Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House.
Call that bitch.
That sounds good. Humpy's Great Alaskan. Tooth. Yeah, try to confirm those.
Yeah, let's call him. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah, right. I'm going to confirm them real quick.
That's right. We'll be right back in just a moment with the first prank call of the night.
All right. Mr. Rogers.
Dunkin' Donuts, how can I help you?
Hey, Poppy, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Poppy, how you doing?
Bobby.
Poppy, how you doing, Poppy?
Good, how are you?
Good, is Sam there?
Who?
Sam.
No.
Where he's at?
He's not working today.
When he work
no
again?
Moment.
Okay.
What is it?
When he work again?
Tomorrow, who's this?
He told me to call before to come over.
Who's this?
I'm calling from the charity here, the charity house. He was going to give us all the leftover bagels.
I have no idea.
Well, how many bagels you have? He said you're going to throw them out. They come and get the bagels and the donuts you're going to throw out.
Nobody told me that.
But talk to Sam. Sam said yes. Ask him about me. He knows me.
Well, Sam, he's not working today.
Well, call him. He said you could call him. Who is this?
Huh?
Who is it? He said he's a manager.
Well, but I can't enough. I can't give no bagel out.
Well, you gonna throw away bagels? You can give them out, man.
I can't do that.
What you got to give out? What you got? What you can give?
I already throw it away.
What do you mean? We're in the dumpster?
Yeah.
Is it in the back?
Yeah.
Can I go and get the stuff out of the dumpster?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Well, but there's no problem, right? You don't call police on me.
Sorry?
I don't want no problem with police, you know. I call them, I get the stuff.
It's in the dumpster. I'm not allowed to give no donuts.
Well, I say, but it's in the trash, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to come down and take the dirty bagels from the dumpster, you know.
It's not even 30. It's like 10 or something.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever it is, you know, it's for the poor people, you know.
Well, how are you going to give poor people, like, bagel from the dumpster?
Well, you said you were. Sam said you were gonna save him. If you threw him away, then it's on you, man.
I have no idea. Nobody told me that.
Well, he wrote my name on the bagels.
On what?
He said he wrote the name on the bagels.
There's no name. I'll check white one more.
Did you put them in a bag?
Send it out. Be right back. Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House.
Sorry, I have nothing to do with it.
Look, man, I'm going to come get the bagels, but they better not be dirty. Because
I can't promise you it's going to be clean.
There's children who are going to eat them, you know?
One moment. Sorry?
Okay. We'll put someone on the phone who knows about bagels. Who's the bagel manager?
Oh, well, they already started doing the bagel. I mean, I can't give you a new bagel.
I don't want new bagels. It's supposed to be old bagels.
Well, I told you, I have no idea, and I already threw the bagel, so nobody told me that, so what do you want me to do?
Well,
I'm in the garbage right now.
Sam told me, come down, get bagels. You know,
I don't care about Sam, because nobody told me nothing.
Well, Sam is in charge. He said he's in charge.
I don't care. How am I going to give a bagel if nobody told me that?
Well, he said, come down, get a bagel. You know, I'm going to come and get the bagel. It's in the trash, but I'm going to tell Sam in the morning. He's going to fire you, man.
Tell him. I don't care.
Who are you? What is your name?
Louis.
Louis?
Yes.
Where is that from?
Sorry?
What is your ethnicity?
What's my what?
Ethnicity.
What do you mean?
Your ethnicity. What are you ethnicity?
My initial, okay, late Yusuf, my full name. My
Yusuf,
name.
Oh, here we go. Where are you from, Syria?
No, Iraq.
Oh, Iraq, huh?
Yeah.
I was in Iraq, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know the Sunni Triangle?
Yeah.
I was there, man. I was in the sheet. Yeah. Yeah, I drove around in this this machine. You know what they call the tiger machine?
Okay, I got customers. Right?
Yeah, I know, but I need bagels. You know, we gotta figure this out, man.
I don't care. I mean, I can't do nothing with that.
Well, unlock the.
I mean, just double time tomorrow. That
is the dumpster locked up?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it locked up?
I guess. Yeah.
You put a lock on it?
Oh, I didn't put a lock, but I guess it's locked up.
Well, I'm coming down in my pickup truck, and I'm gonna get the 20 bagels, okay?
Okay, okay. Well, I guess like you're not gonna find it.
Anyway, well, I care because the kids are gonna starve.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Youssef.
Bye.
Youssef. You go fuck yourself. Alright. You go fuck yourself. Durka, Durka.
Yeah, I don't think he understood you.
Okay, Zolar. Hang on.
Alright, Milkman, you're supposed to talk after the call. You know that, man. Why don't you ever get that right?
I didn't want to interrupt. I heard Will chiming in. I was kind of waiting to see if I was going to get a break.
Will's always got to talk.
Thank you. Wonderful call, man. Puppy, give me a bagel with cheese, man.
Bagel with cheese? I never put a cheese on a bagel. Just cream cheese, but not regular.
You
I never thought about
cream cheese on a bagel.
No. Oh, yeah. You know what? You
McDonald's
know
McDonald's breakfast sandwich has got cheese on a bagel.
Yeah, that's true. Those taste bad. They got a bad
really
aftertaste
good.
To them, though. Yeah,
it's them funky bagels. They're too small and soft.
You know what I heard about Krispy Kreme? Like you can make a sandwich. It's called the Luther. You ever heard of that?
With two donuts and some peanut butter and jelly.
No, I heard you take two Krispy Kreme donuts and you put the sausage and cheese and egg in the middle of it. And you call it a Luther, apparently.
I'm getting that.
Don't you tell me that doesn't sound bad. I would do that.
I'm getting that. I'm looking that up right now.
I'm a diabetic son of a bitch, but I would eat that. I'd lose my foot for that one right there, man. I would take a hit. I'd lose an eye.
Maybe at least get your tummy
trimmed.
Oh,
the Luther, also known as the donut burger or hamburger.
The Luther burger.
Burger with the glazed donut.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds good. A Luther burger, also referred to as a Luther or simply a donut burger, is it's a hamburger, specifically a bacon cheeseburger which employs glazed donuts such as a Krispy Kreme in place of each bun. You know, that doesn't sound bad. You know, and even still, you know, if I did sausage and egg and cheese in between two jelly donuts,
I'd do it.
I would do that right there, too. Yeah.
That's another point.
Let's do it, man.
He's gonna be.
We'll call it the Sugar AIDS or something. I don't know. We'll call it something. We've got to come up with a name for that burger right there. All right, cool.
Come on.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
All right, so we'll continue with the next prank call of the night. Let me see here. We've got a submission from good old Lonesome Loser.
He submitted.
Yeah.
This is
working man internet radio.
This one's Poo Poo Limited. Poo Poo Limited, he says. This one's in Scotland also. That's kind of good. But I really want to call this Ghetto Records and Pagers. And this one is in Santa Ana, California. Santa Ana, Santa Ana, Santa Ana. That's fun to say fast. Let's all say Santa Ana real quick. Santa Ana, Santa Ana, Santa Ana.
Santa Ana, Santa Ana, Santa
Ana. Santa, banana, banana, for Fana, Santa Ana, Santa Ana.
Santa. All right. Do the fruity. All right. Ghetto Records and Pagers it is. We'll be right back in a moment with the next prank call of the motherfucking night.
I believe in Santa, don't you?
I believe in Anna.
I like Havana.
Whenever you do that, I feel like I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm used to that monitor being mine.
Yeah, you did it to me over here.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, what the?
I'm not doing that. What the hell? Hey. Hello? What the shit? That's real funky.
Please enter your destination.
It sounds like music.
It sounded like they were in a toilet or something.
It sounded like,
the internet air?
Yeah. Fire up your dudes.
That's right.
It's time for a 21 gun salute.
We salute you.
Man, I saw that in concert, man. I actually saw that in concert.
Yeah. All right, hey.
His hands were shooting out fire like about 8 feet, and I mean, he was almost deafened, man.
Whatever you say, Milkman, it sounds like it was a crazy trip, man. Ghetto Records and Pagers is obviously a bust.
Oh, my God.
Yeah? Ghetto Records and Pagers is obviously a bust, but instead we're going to call Ghetto for Life. Ghetto for Life. Here in Clearwater, Florida.
You met him and got his autograph, Angus Young, the lead guitarist.
For AC/DC?
Yeah, man.
Milkman.
This dude, man, he was about like 5 foot, maybe 5'3". He had long hair down to his knees. And I mean, he was like skinny like a rail, man.
Yeah.
And he was, he had him up on top of these bouncers coming through the crowd. And these people were pushing so hard, they actually knocked him down. And I had myself all the way down to the very first bleacher row. And I caught him in my arms and pushed him back up in the air. And he went up on the stage. And after the show, he must have remembered me because he like come up and spoke to me. And I got to meet him and got his autograph. It was cool, man.
Oh, shit. That's awesome, dude. Wow. How do you spell AC/DC, Milkman?
AC/DC.
Okay, you forgot the Thunderbolt. All right, but still, regardless.
That's a Flash, man.
I thought it was a Thunderbolt. That's an old Simpsons joke, man. You wouldn't understand. You're too old. Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's all right, man. We'll call Ghetto for Life here just a moment.
Some balls of crap.
I've been to their website. I've never been.
Big Balls, how you doing? Is this Ghetto for Life? Hello?
Yeah.
What's the problem? Why are you talking like that?
You know, that is, you have the wrong number.
No, you just said it's Ghetto for Life. You say, so I don't have the wrong number, right? Obviously, or are you lying to me?
I'm sorry, you don't. You woke me up.
What's your name?
Why in the fuck?
Hey, don't use the F word with me. What are you talking to? What are you trying to talk? I'm a customer.
I don't care. I'm not a freaking company. Like, you guys, like, people call here asking for that stupid Ghetto for Life.
Okay.
Crap.
So why do you advertise as Ghetto for Life? You're like a white girl and you say you're Ghetto for Life. Obviously you're not.
I don't. I lived here and moved here and the person who lived here before me did.
How many black men you sleep with?
You know what? I'm going to report you as fucking...
You do that. I'm not afraid. I'm going to report you for race traitor.
I haven't done it. I'm going to go crying. What's your name?
My name is Jack Valenti, and I just had a stroke.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm writing down that you are a race traitor. You got it?
What's your name? I'll write it down, and we'll see what happens.
Race traitor.
You think you can call my house and say all this shit?
I obviously did, right? I'm asking for...
Why in the hell would you do that?
I want an explanation about this Ghetto for Life thing. Explain it to me.
I have nothing to do with it. I just explain to you all that I know.
I can't even understand you. Like, sleeping with some man right now, and you're just talking all slow.
I fucking woke up. Listen.
You're high on the crack cocaine.
It's called harassment. No, I work fucking 40 hours a week, okay?
I'm sure you do, honey. Whatever. You sit back, and you get your little paycheck, and that's it. Uh-huh.
The asshole that woke me up at night. You know what? Fucked up.
You need more sleep is your problem.
No, I don't need someone calling me at fucking midnight and telling me that I just fucking work for some stupid company called Ghetto for Life.
Well, hey, it's advertised as Ghetto for Life, and I'm looking for a basketball team to set up a basketball team. What's the problem? Right?
Please don't ever fucking call this number.
Oh, I will call. I will call.
No, do not.
Well, what's your authority? On whose authority, ma'am? On whose authority? Exactly. You don't have anything on me.
Don't call you again.
I'll think about it.
I need to talk to you, man. Put your damn man on, you idiot.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, I like the other one. They actually had a...
Where they got Sam?
You said, let me speak to Sam. He's like, he ain't here right now.
No, that's Sam the Donut Man. You don't know who that is.
Oh, I didn't know.
This guy right
that
here.
That was the same. Oh, that was the...
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
That guy's Sam. Okay, call that the Dunkin' Donuts that he works at, right?
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
That's what he would say to you.
Bitch, motherfucker.
If you piss him off, Will, he'll say that to you. It's
typically, if you say hello, that constitutes a fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I find crazy? Is that one of my roommates, the bald-headed one...
Yeah. You had to think about that one.
He got credit. Like, he can get credit at a Habib store.
Huh?
You know, the Indian, you know, shopping all convenience store.
Right.
He got credit with them. Like, he could say, yo, put that on my tab.
How do you get a tab somewhere?
I don't know how a white boy got the tab with him.
Yeah, he's yeah.
I can see the Indians getting tabs all day. But
I bet you they don't give a Puerto Rican guy
a
tab.
He's a broke, bald-headed white dude that looks like he's about 30, but he's only 20.
Yeah.
Oh, 21.
I'd be embarrassed to go somewhere and say, put that on my tab. Like, have a tab at a bar.
Well, he had the fade back, you know, the hair here.
Right.
And it's just way back here.
Oh, like the Mr. Burns.
But then he just cut it all off and then grew the beard. Now he looked like a biker almost.
Oh, so they're probably afraid of him. Like, do not hurt us, please. Here, we can take all these.
And they got him on credit. I'm like, how did you...
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know. We'll figure that
out.
Anyways,
next.
Whatever. Next, coming up next. Jen,
hey,
why don't
man,
you call
I'll
in
on the numbers.
Yeah, Jim, why don't you call in and do some calls with us, man?
You want me to do that now, or you want me to do that later?
I don't know.
Now.
Yeah, we got I got Scotland numbers if you want to call them.
Do your damn job.
Yeah, do your job, Jim. Make your wages.
No offense, just do it.
Just do it.
I don't want to make it mad.
We've got three numbers in Scotland I got here holding for you on the burner. Well, we got other ones, too. You let me know what you want to do. Bless you, Will.
Well, the Scottish numbers are a bit boring. I don't want to piss anybody in Scotland off.
All right. Ooh,
they know where you live.
They know where you live. What's up with Weeby Knives? Anyway, Weeby Knives. I mean, that's like totally bad English. Not proper. Weeby Sushi. There's another one. I mean, that's totally unproper way of speaking. See, I think it would be funny if Jen, as with his British accent, were to call in and tell them that they were using bad grammar by calling their company Weeby Knives. I think that'd be a good thing.
That's not me.
I know. That's Jen.
I want to say that's me.
That's not Jonathan.
That's JenStewart.com calling.
Jonathan didn't call.
Where is Jonathan, huh?
Jonathan did not call.
I'm dead. I'm in jail. I'm blessed with someone to back
in
my
jail.
Bus.
You got a Carlito. Raise some phones to get me out
I'm
of
I'm trying
jail.
To call you collect.
Jonathan, you're on the air.
It's not Jonathan. It's Jen.
Oh, what's up? You're supposed to be Jonathan for a second.
No, fucking been...
fucking A. All right, man. So I told you what I had. I had three Scottish numbers. You came back and said no.
No, I didn't hear what you said because I was actually dialing your number.
So oh, I'm sorry, brother. I've got Poo Pod Limited in Scotland.
Uh-huh.
I've got Thomas Pool, P-O-O-L.
Uh-huh.
And we've got the Scapa Harbor Harbor House.
The Scapa, what the hell?
This is the Scapa Harbor Master Harbor House.
That's too much of a mouthful, but we'll call the. You have the private number.
The private, that Thomas Poole? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If you're still by the computer, sir.
I am in front of the computer.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to send it to you on AIM? I'll send you the details so you have it in front of you.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, hang on. Let me open that up here. Oh, Will, this is a Trillian Astra. This is the alpha version
of
it.
It's a piece of shit. You know, I uninstalled that thing because
it's,
I like the old Trillium better. I don't like the ad.
Yeah, it freezes up a lot. I changed the skin to the
it's
original one.
It's so bad, man.
Yeah, right, okay.
Once you try to go back to regular Trillium, it's actually screwed up your drivers.
Oh, it screwed up the drivers?
Me and Neil figured out a way to get rid of it.
All right, Milkman, get with me on after the show because I'm going to have to uninstall that tonight because it's horrid.
Yeah, it makes your system really unstable.
Yeah, it does. It does. And the stupid, remember, Jim, we were
Looks
talking
great.
About the RSS feed and every single... Dude, Will, this takes every single conversation you have, it scans your conversation, and it throws out news articles related to what you're talking about for you to start a conversation about. Isn't that stupid?
I got rid of it.
Yeah. You know how Google and Gmail, it'll scan your email, and like if you have an email open, it talks about...
Look for keywords.
Yeah, it'll look for keywords in your email and throws you ads. Yeah, well, this one looks for keywords in your instant messages, in your conversation, and it throws you news articles related to that.
Oh, that's scary.
Isn't that scary? That's scary.
Well, yeah, what if you're trying to have
cyber sex? Yeah, but you can opt out of that.
What if you're trying to have cyber sex? Mm-hmm. All right.
$3.99. Get some other
love. You may have a bunch of other homosexuals calling, or at least coming into your chat.
All right, you're right, Milkman. Hang on, everybody. Jen's coming up with the Thomas Poole in Scotland. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, folks.
Hello, 1471. Oh, sorry.
Hello.
1142.
Yes. Hello, 1197988. Hey, listen, I'm looking for Mr. Poole.
Which one?
Tom. Tommy.
Well, hang on a second.
Yes, I'm waiting. Yes. 1-7-8-9-9-43-22-17. waiting with Tommy to get to the phone. I better not scream too loud. My lady's going to go crazy.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Mr. Poole.
Yes.
Yes, good morning, sir. Top of the morning. I hope I didn't wake you, sir. My name is Jim Stewart. Oh, I did. Well, that's not good. I'm so sorry about that. But, sir, you'll get over it, I'm sure. Listen, I just moved into Lady Drive last night, and I thought, sir, that I would like to get to know, you know, some of the neighbors. And I heard that you, sir, are a popular person in the neighborhood, and you're the finest person to have a pint with. So I thought perhaps we could get together, have a pint, have a few laughs, go around, spray a bit of graffiti around the Lady Drive. What do you think? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Please hold the line.
A very friendly chat.
Please hold the line.
What the fuck? When she picked up, what was she going on about?
She was like, 112975.
Please hold the line.
Really, oh, we're on a hold. Hang on, let's see if they come back real quick. Maybe this will take too long.
Oh, man, I hope they patched over some cops or something. That'd be cool.
All right. Well, when we're on that, I'm going to look at other numbers we can call here. We've got one here. Lonesome Loser just sent one. Ashley Windsor in Berkshire.
Oh, nice.
All right. You want that one?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Let me call that instead because we're not going to wait here all day for this jackass.
Details, mate.
Give me, while I dial it, I will send it to you. And let me find a song to play. We're going to play some Biz Markie. And we'll be right back with the next call.
Yeah.
This is Billy D. Williams, everybody. What did he do? Was he,
He was a porn star in the 80s.
Billy D.?
White skin black.
Wasn't he in Star Wars?
I thought he was a singer.
No.
Wasn't he, I thought it was Lando Calrissian.
No, he was a porn actor, man.
No.
In the
80s. I don't know. Come on, you twit. That's right. You tell him, Will.
Recipes.
Recipes for what?
How to make
phone text. Oh, how to make some dips. Madhouse Nachos, all right.
You gotta put that out.
Yeah. I'm gonna post that in the chat rooms for people to...
Backup, but it's backup.
I guess so. I don't know what the heck's going on tonight, man. Just sad. Sad. You want to try that Harbor Master Harbor House thing?
I gave you that free call in Alaska.
Hang on, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Hey, where's Stormtrooper?
Everybody's going to talk when Jin's trying to talk.
You
people.
You guys suck.
Every time Jin's explaining his situation, we lose him. All right, so I've got the Scapa Harbor House, or we've got the Poo Pod Limited.
Let's do the poo pod.
All right. We'll try that.
I have to poo, and I need to put it in the pod.
In a pod. I need to poo for my pod.
Why don't we put Will into the call as well? Will can come into the call, because I haven't heard Will do the call yet.
I don't think he's that good at calls. I don't know.
I can put him in. I can guide him in.
Okay. Will?
I got poo.
He's ready for it. Hang on. Hang on, folks. Poo Pod Limited and Jin Stewart and Will Davis coming up. That's your last name, Davis? Yeah, sure. Will Davidson.
Hello? Hey, what up, yo? Was that the pool pod?
Is that the one, sorry?
Hey, that's the pool pod, right?
Yeah.
Like the poo-poo, you know what I'm saying? What is it that y'all guys do? Because I was browsing the net, right? And I was a crazy motherfucker, right? Me and my man, we was looking for scat, right? You know what that shit is? It's some crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we was looking for that shit, right? And we was coming up with your name. And I was like, what the hell, man? What you guys do?
Where are you phoning from?
We is up in Brooklyn, you know?
You know you've seen someone in England?
Yeah. Hold up. Now tell me, what is it that y'all guys do? Because we can get on the plane right now. You know what I'm saying? Me and my man, we can get up in this bitch, you know?
Who is this?
What the fuck? Hey, hold up, man. I'll ask you a question, right? You answer the question, then we get up on this, all right? Now, what's your name?
Well, you tell me your name.
Right, my name is Jen, all right? Now, we go to step two, all right? Now, check this out. What is it that y'all do?
We make...
Hey. What? You want to speak up, baby? I can't hear you. Yo, hey, what is it that y'all guys do? Because we want the scat, right? So you can, do the scat? Huh?
What is the scat?
I a scat. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man. It's like when you got like two people and you got like the one person that you shit on another person, and that's the scat right there. That's the shit right there. That's what I'm saying. And that's what we're looking for right now.
Please enter your...
Perfect timing, because I had something that crashed here now. It didn't crash anymore. Long story, Jen. Jen, very well done, man. Very well played.
Yeah, I tried.
Very well. You want to do one more?
Yeah, go for it.
Real quick here. I got Richard Sampson. He's in Berkshire also.
Yeah, nice.
Just confirmed about 2 minutes ago, so here we go.
This is that one.
Let me get a song to play here real quick. Little Ghetto Boy, Donnie Hathaway, coming at you. 98.6 The Mouth. One moment.
Send me the details.
Yes, one moment.
Okay.
I will.
Little Ghetto Boy. You're so young.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
I don't know what's going on, Jim.
After the tone.
Oh, Richard, it's me, Ginny. I just wanted to call because I want to take you to the gay parade tonight. So give me a call back. My number's 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-1-0. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Oh, Richard, it's me, Ginny. I just wanted to call because I want to take you to the gay parade tonight. So give me a call back. My number's 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-1-0. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Come on.
There is. Yeah, I like the end. There it is. That's too much. I don't know what's going on with the numbers. I think we're just hitting a dry spell, Jen.
Say again?
I think we're hitting a dry spell. All the numbers are...
Alaska.
Oh, okay. We'll send one in from Alaska. Then we're going to have you do one more if you don't mind. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I know it's putting you on a spot and shit.
Yeah, it's
all right.
I love it.
Yeah, well, it takes the heat off of me, and I'm a lazy Puerto Rican, so you know how that is.
Yeah, well, I do 4 hours on my show, a constant prank call.
So. Oh, so you're used to it then.
Yeah.
All right. All right, then. Will has sent in Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House.
Yep,
that's coming in from Big Will 420. What's 420 mean, Will? Any idea? Sneeze. God bless you.
Use your imagination.
All right, 420 degrees.
It means weed, man.
All right, man.
It's the weed, you know what I'm saying? I like this.
The widow. All right, hang on.
Okay, I'm looking.
Here we go. Alaska, everybody, coming up. Perfect time. Any second now.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, it's Alaska. It always takes a while. It's got to go through Canada before it gets to Alaska.
They drink here. They drink here.
No, I'm sure they do. No, they don't. No beer here, just ale.
You know, they suck.
We're going to take a break after this, everybody.
Nice.
Oh, hello.
I was in there yesterday. One of your assholes kicked me out and said I had too much to drink. I don't appreciate that kind of shit right there, okay?
You want to talk to one of my managers?
I want to talk to the manager. Get him on the phone right now.
Okay.
You fucking filthy bitch. You know.
Thanks, Will.
I'm gonna star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are. Bastard asshole, son of a bitch. Hello? You playing games with me on hold? Cognito, what's going on?
Alehouse is Joe.
No. Give me the manager. Oh, whoa.
This manager's taking forever.
Ah, fucking bastard.
Mr. Wall, can I help you?
Hello, what's your name?
What?
Sir, what's your name?
Do me a favor, speak up a little bit, put your mouth close to
me. All right, now listen here, you fucking ass. What's your name?
Hey, watch your mouth.
Well, you watch your fucking face. Now, what's your name?
What's your name? Don't call.
Hey, I got a complaint.
Drunk.
You guys, you kicked me out. I was too drunk, you fucking ass.
He hung up.
Yeah, he hung up.
He hung up. We'll try to call him back. Hang on.
Party pooper.
Was that Joe? Was that the Joe you talked to?
No, ask for
I
Joe.
I didn't catch his name.
No, that wasn't Joe.
Ask for Joe, though. Ask for Joe.
That way you get a different person.
Yeah. But we're waiting for the lady to come back.
I don't know.
Right. Lady's not coming back, so we're going to have to dial it directly. Just a moment here.
No,
we're going to take a break after this, folks, so hang on.
Poppy's Ale House.
Yes, hello. Could I speak to Joseph, please?
Poppy's Ale House.
Yes, hello. Could I speak to Joseph, please?
To?
Yes, hello. Can I speak to Joseph?
I can't hear you.
I said, can I speak to Joseph?
Asshole, he hung up already. Son of a cock.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know.
Am I coming through quiet or something?
The thing is, they're in Alaska.
His audio is very low.
Well, you know, it takes forever to get through. I think they have really crappy phone lines in Alaska. We've had this problem with them before.
Oh, my bad.
So if you got...
No,
that's not me, then.
No, it's okay. It's not Will's fault. It's all right. But you got to think, we got Jin's calling from Britain to Florida, and then
halfway around the world.
Yeah, and then we're patching him all the way to Alaska, which is almost by Russia.
Awesome. I love this shit.
Yeah, it is. That's very
halfway around the world.
Yeah. All right, Gene, get back on the computer. We're gonna take a break.
Yeah, I'm coming now.
Oh, now it's ringing. Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. What's this? AT&T Security coming up next. All right, I'm gonna kill it.
Will's messing up our floor. It was good. No, it was good. It was good when Jin first got to talk to them. We're going to take a break because I need to do stuff. Before we do that, I'm going to play here right quick a Dr. Lego track.
This is the supreme sound of shitting. Oh.
What the fuck?
You never heard these before, Jin? This is Dr. Lego.
What the fuck is this?
in the 90s, Dr. Lego and some guy who died in a plane, they made this tape called the Gross Tape, and they sold like
John
a whole...
John Denver?
Not John Denver, no. It was the Big Bopper. And they made this tape of them making, you know, shitting and pissing and farting and burping and stuff.
Everybody sending.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah. Why would anybody listen to that?
Well, he sold a bunch of copies of it, and that's how he... I don't know. He's really...
Jesus Christ.
Well, here's...
Hey, you can make money off anything.
You can make... Obviously.
Days.
Now, here's... Dr. Lego
do the
does...
the wild laughing.
Listen, yeah. Well, listen to Dr. Lego's intro real quick. Hang on.
Warning. The material you are about to listen to on this audio tape is of an obscene and profound nature. This tape contains throwing up, shitting, pissing, burping, farting, snots and spitting, gargling, slurping, snoring, ripping flesh, maggots, crazy laughing, coughing, and a blowing nose. If this tape should offend you in any way, please shut the player off now. This cassette was made strictly for amusement purposes only and does not suggest or imply any harmful or illegal acts. This tape is copyrighted. The use of any sounds in whole or part is considered a felony without written consent of the publisher. We hope you enjoy it.
Hey, wait a minute. So does that mean we're committing a felony right now because we're playing it without Lego's permission?
Quite possibly. But what the fuck? Why would anybody want to listen to that?
Can you believe that's a young Dr. Lego talking there? That was wow. This was
I know his voice.
This
is
was
like it's there, but it's young.
This is 12 years ago. I bought this tape in '95, so this is 12 years old, if not older.
So you ripped the tape?
I ripped the tape. Yeah.
So now we've preserved it.
Yeah, now it's preserved.
Oh my god, this is funny.
Here's crazy laughing.
This is the crazy sound of crazy laughing.
Alright, so, anyway, we'll play that in the background while we get ready for the break. Our break is now coming up. It is now 12:28 a.m. It's Friday. Congratulations, everybody.
Pharmacy next.
Yeah.
Let's get Jen to call pharmacy.
Pharmacy's next, Milkman says. Jen? Oh, you can hear. You're not on the phone anymore. So, my bad.
Yeah, I'm not on the phone, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm stupid. All right, that's enough of that. So can you believe that?
I'm appalled.
Can you believe Dr. Lego made that tape? That's funny. But
I can't believe that. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, but the best part is I bought that tape in 1995 before I knew anything about PCR, PCU, or Dr. Lego. And
there wasn't even real internet radio.
Yeah, there was no internet radio. Of course not, yeah. So back then, I just saw the tape and I bought it and I laughed my ass off when I heard it. And sure enough, later on, I meet the real Dr. Lego. Pretty crazy, huh?
I remember building a PC, man, because we had a 311 in our shop, man. And we built our first 95 PC and it had shortcuts, you know.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh boy, this is cool.
Yeah. All right, guys, the break is here. Time for the break.
95 was a big piece of shit.
We're going to, you tell him, Milkman. We're going to be back in about 5 minutes, everybody.
This is the crazy
Not
sound.
That. All right. We'll be right back in like 5 minutes. This is Madhouse Radio on the Madhouse Radio Network.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
On May 15th, independent internet radio stations will be forced to pay an increased music royalty rate they can't afford. Stop this rate hike for internet radio. It is more than this station can pay. Call your congressional representative today. Ask them to co-sponsor the Internet Radio Equality Act introduced by Representative Jay Inslee. May 15th is when this rate hike goes into effect, so please call them today. Go to SaveNetRadio.org for more information.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
This is the operator with a collect call from
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
Now we're back. Madhouse Radio has returned. One last time. Till the end of the show. Welcome back, everybody.
All up in the house.
We have how many listeners right now? We got 60 online. Whoa, look at that. We got a lot of listeners on TalkShoe right now. All right, man. TalkShoe coming in with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 listeners on TalkShoe. We have an official count here. Let me get that ready. Let me see if I can get this here. The official count of listeners right now, live, 68 listeners, everybody. 68 listeners.
Thank all my friends over at Yahoo for joining in, all our friends all over this big globe.
Madhouse Radio Network.
Keep laughing with it.
All right, we have a caller on the toll-free line. Hang on.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Can I buy some heroin?
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing, Dad?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Milkman told me to call, so I'm calling in.
So Milkman told you to call. I have to have a conversation with him now.
Of course.
Yeah. So what's up, man? How you doing tonight? How's everything going?
Yeah, I need some heroin, man.
I don't have heroin. I don't
Look
do the.
Me up, man.
I don't do the
but
horse.
You're Carlito, man.
Not that Carlito. I'm like Carlito the wrestler.
You're Carlito, yo.
Not that.
You're in heroin.
I'm not Carlito Brigante. I'm Carlito. I don't know what the wrestler's last name is.
Man.
What's wrong with
Bullshit. You?
You been drinking? Or what are you drinking, Mountain Dew tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm drinking Mountain Dew. I'm sober because I'm taking penicillin.
Ooh, yeah, you can't mix alcohol with penicillin, man. That's bad news.
I got the fucking root canal. Well, one beer isn't going to, you know, fuck it up.
But. It's going to give you the shits, man. Don't do that. I want to mix. You don't want to drink, on antibiotics, you don't want to drink alcohol because it's going to make you really sick to your stomach.
It weakens the effectiveness.
And Milkman says it weakens the effectiveness also. Did you get any painkillers with that root canal?
No.
Oh, I see that. See, you should have gotten some Lortab or something, you know, for the pain.
He wanted to give me Motrin. I'm like, no.
Motrin? What the hell? That's pussy shit.
You should have sent him to a dentist. You know how they are.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, man. That sucks, dude. I'm sorry about that. He really should have given you some Vicodin or something. Not Vicodin, but, you know, Vicoprofen or something. That's crap. So what else has been going on, man? Well, how do you feel about the whole PCU Dr. Lego thing? Are you happy? You last night you were spot on, man. You stuck at the Zolar. A lot of people were saying it was funny.
Hey, you know what? I don't like him.
Yeah, that was funny.
I didn't like him. You know, he didn't for the past couple of weeks, for like maybe 2 months. He wasn't that funny.
No.
He had an ego trip to his mind.
Right. Well, I know
he's an egoistic motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, he's been really doing really short shows, too. Like, he just hasn't been into it, I don't think, either lately, you know? So, maybe he just wanted to, you know, take a break, I guess.
Yeah, right. He is so loud. He doesn't need to do long shows.
Yeah.
People will just tune in because he's Zola.
Yeah, Zola.
Big fucking deal.
Zola.
Get it the coffee.
Big fucking deal.
Zola. You want to talk to Zolar?
He's got a great voice though, isn't he?
Huh?
Why not?
All right, cool. Let me get Zolar on the line. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on, folks.
Yeah, I love DD, man. He's always been a friend.
Leave him a message to Dad.
I'll be able to get back to you as soon as I most possibly can, and thanks for calling.
Record your message.
Why didn't you pick up the phone, you fucking egoistical motherfucker? You have some small cojones talking to me, huh? Yeah, you're scared, man, because you're scared that I'm gonna fucking own you again on Carlito's Madhouse, you motherfucker. Bye. Fuck you.
And that's the Dead, everybody. Good work, the Dead.
Fucking whore.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in today. It's always an honor. I don't have any numbers right now, dude. We're dry on numbers. So I'll let you know. I'll message you if I'd like you to call back in.
Welcome back, DD.
Welcome back to Dead
Madhouse.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take care, brother. All right. To Dead, everybody.
Dude, he went off last night, and he stole the spotlight.
Yeah.
I was in tears. I was rolling around, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe we should not have done that anyway. Well, so the toll-free line is open. If you want to call in, it is 888-278-8509. We're kind of out of phone numbers right now, so if you want to send some in, please do so. Either at Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. You can go into the chat room. Visit madhouselive.com for details. Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio Online, and MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. You working on a number, Will?
Working on.
Will's trying to confirm here, and I'm sure Lonesome Loser is working on that, too. So we are quite all right, folks. In just a moment, we'll come back with something, I suppose. In the meantime, I don't know what we could do. Ted said he might call in. Ted, if you want to call in, call in.
Where's Jonathan?
Jonathan, where is Jonathan?
Jonathan did not call
tonight. We should call. We want to try to call Jonathan, see what he's up to. Why would Jonathan not call in tonight? I don't know. I'm worried about him. Hope everything's okay with him. Unless he took offense to us talking about him. Yeah, anyway. Alright, super. I wanted to play something. That's right. I know what I wanted to play, bro. I want you to hear this crazy old lady going off on the telemarketer, dude. I mean, bad. Like, super bad. Super duper bad. Give me a moment. I'm going to get that here for you, folks.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Okay, I found it here. Now, this, I want you guys to hear this and tell me what you think. This is insane. It's playing right now. This is on YouTube. I'll post the link in a second. Crazy old lady telemarketer call.
My house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name. And believe me, there are consequences. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture.
Mm-hmm.
Because of telemarketing calls. But it doesn't matter what state is illegal, you're an arrest, or you're a hater, her life destroyer. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay. My name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't give my last name.
You called my house, Alex. Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help
you. You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker. Okay, so what?
Are the police really listening in on this?
What?
Are the police really?
So they want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Okay.
Okay? You call people's houses?
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rules.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about? But
you...
You sick, sick. Okay,
I'm calling.
Alex, I need to know, what is your tax number?
Yeah,
Alex, here's what we do. The organization I'm a part of,
mm-hmm.
I know three people have died, literally. We will find out who all your small relatives are, and they will never, ever be off any list. Do you understand? We will find out who, like, Alex is. All of your female relatives. And then we will go to your teachers. Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain that you caused by your telemarketing. You nasty son of a bitch. You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a life destroyer. If every telemarketer could call every number, there could not be private phone calls. People die. People have hernias that rupture. People's appendices. People cannot call their ambulances. Because of you, you are worse than any terrorist. And we will find out. I will go to my lawyer, the police. I think he walked outside. We will find out you and your family, and you will be on every telemarketing list in the world.
That sounds like
your phone will never stop ringing. Your taxes will be audited, and your children's teachers will know what you have done.
Are you sure?
You are a life destroyer. You are a terrorist. You are a murderer. You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man. If we find out your last name, there will be charges brought. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Every year for the rest of your life, you and your family's taxes will be audited.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Yes, it is a threat, because they're calling my number that's blocked.
In which case,
That is a felony. My house has been broken into. Yeah, it's a threat. It's a legal threat. Compared to what you've done to us, that we will have your taxes audited? You're a lying, cruel, you're a lying, cruel criminal.
Okay.
And that all of your family will be on every call list? Isn't it interesting you consider that a threat?
I don't. It doesn't really bother me. I'm already.
Okay, they will never ever sleep. Before we got our thinking off, our phone rang every 10 or 15 minutes all night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just in three states. Now, your family, any of them, if we got, will never ever, ever, ever be able to have a normal listed phone number. Ever.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
Sure.
They will never, ever, ever be able to have a normal phone number. That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Your parents, they get called every 5 or 10 minutes, every 24 hours a day?
I already do.
And you think that's okay?
It doesn't bother me, ma'am.
So then you're an abuser. Okay, do you ignore it? What do your children do?
No, if I hear the pause from the predictive dialer, I would just hang up if I don't feel like talking.
So what if you're eating dinner or going to the bathroom? You have to get up, or do you take the phone to the table so you hear the pause and hang up?
You know, if I wasn't able to get to the phone, I'd just let it ring, and if it's important, they'll
leave. So your family lets the phone ring the whole time? You son of a bitch! What an abusive... So you never have conversations, you never listen to music, you never watch movies, you never talk, because the phone is ringing all the time? You're lying, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
You are a hater, a life destroyer, you son of a bitch, son of a bitch. So are you saying now... I'm getting it calmed down. So you're saying that if where you live, the phone never stops ringing, and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
I hope they play this tape in court someday, ma'am.
Are you... It won't go to court, but it will go to your superiors.
Okay.
And we certainly are calling and asking about any Alex. And if you're laughing, we have a list here. If you don't know this date, that is odd. I am very blocked. We have a list here of deaths because of calls.
Mm-hmm. I would think that you'd have a hard time proving that, but okay.
Oh, wait, I say that have already been called. I mean, that have already gone to court. People who have died. People who could not get to ambulances. People who had miscarriages. People who could not dial 911. People who could not sleep all night because of the calls. In our state, we take them to court, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laughing? So you're saying your phone never stopped ringing and your family doesn't care?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, your wife will leave you, believe me.
I'm not married.
But you have... Oh, so what was this about the children don't care?
What's that?
So you're there with your children? You were lying about that?
I never said I had children.
I said, do you have a family? Yeah, and you said yes.
Well,
and you don't care that the phone rings every day. We just don't answer it.
Everybody has a family, ma'am. I mean, there's not just the children.
So you're saying that you laughed at me and ridiculed me?
I'm not laughing at you, ma'am.
Yeah, you said, I'd like to hear this played back in court. I'm supposed to say, I'm actually supposed to get your last name and call the police.
Well,
you don't ever call a human being.
Well,
and so if we had to call and block every number, then we would have to do that every 10 minutes. You are sick. You are a terrorist.
Okay.
You are a rapist. You are a
rapist. That's a pretty harsh accusation.
Are you kidding what you are doing? I have a girlfriend who was gang raped. Who said that her telemarketing calls they actually moved? It's much worse. It's much more of an invasion and more permanent pain, more life destruction, more permanent life destruction, home destruction, life destruction. We cannot win. Yes, are you kidding that you don't compare yourself with rape? Here in the state, and I'm afraid to give the state level, and when it went to court, it was compared to the level of abuse where the person is unconscious and permanently damaged.
Mm-hmm.
It was compared to that level of physical abuse, and that brought it up to a first-class felony. You sick SOB. And you're laughing at me? No, that was in our legislature. It is so life-destroying that people cannot function as a family, or in their workplace, or sleeping. You are a hurter, dear life destroyer, every breath. You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq. You are an abuser. You are a hater, hurter, sadist, son of a bitch.
I understand.
I'll find out who the Alex is, who works, all of the Alex's that work for your company. You will all be audited, and if that's, and be on every phone list, and if that's a threat, what is this you're doing, you nasty? You hurt people for a living. You ruin their life. You ruin
Holmes.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
The hell was that?
My God.
It's crazy, right?
Jim, did you hear that? That was
Millions
Lameo.
Yeah, I don't know where that came
from. That was Millions Lameo doing that call.
You think? I don't know. Whatever it was, I saw that on the on dig.com.
Jim knows who
it was. Posted on YouTube.
About.
I'm going to post that for everybody to hear.
I did?
On their own. There you go. That's in both chat rooms now.
Well, that was Millions Lameo doing the call. Didn't you hear him?
No, I didn't know. Was it really?
No, I had no idea.
I don't know. If it is,
that was him, man.
I hope you're not pulling my chain, man. I could smell smoke from outside.
Of course,
Will. This is not good. You smell that? It smells like barbecue outside. Hang on, let me look and see if there's a lot of ash or smoke falling. There's a little bit of haze out there. See some traffic going by, but we're not on fire yet.
Put out the bowl.
Yeah, that's what it is, I think. That's what I think it is. If you don't, you're a life destroyer. Yeah, that's insane. That lady's this crazy old bag lady, man. Sad, sad thing. To get so wound up about a telemarketing call, for God's sake. Excuse me. So Ted's going to call in now. So I hear. We'll see if he does. He's going to be doing a prank call for us to the Eagle River Bingo and Casino, he says. That's in Alaska, so we got that to look forward to. Other than that, we'll be wrapping up the show here more than likely after that. Maybe we'll do another... Well, we got some calls here. What'd you send, Will? Tell me real quick, what have you sent in? You sent in two numbers already?
24-hour car rental. 24-hour car rental and
24-hour towing.
24-hour towing.
Yeah. And what time is it in Juneau right now, do you think? Let me see.
Juneau, it is currently...
I'll find out in a hot second here. Hang on, let me get the phone. In Juneau, Alaska.
It's 8:57.
It is 8:57. You're very correct. Will, you get a gold star for getting that right.
Ding!
Let's get Ted on the line here. All right, Big Ted, what's going on?
Hello.
How you doing, brother?
Hi.
Are we herders?
Herders?
Herders. What is a herter?
H-E-R-T-E-R-S.
I guess that's what she was saying. H-U-R-T-E-R-S, herters.
Oh, I thought you were saying a herder.
No.
Herding sheep.
Not a herder, no. Not like that. What's going on, man?
Not me.
How's the hockey season treating you so far? I understand you're in a hockey team.
Yeah, well, I'm in a scrub league, so...
Is it ice hockey or floor hockey or what is it?
It's ice hockey.
Ice hockey, really, in a rink in California?
Yeah, we have the Logitech Ice Center. It has four Olympic-sized rinks.
Oh, wow. Good mice. Very good mice. So...
What was that?
Good mice. Logitech mice. You know, mouse. You know, a mouse with a
computer.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And a computer.
They make good mice there, yeah. So, wow, that's weird, though. The hockey season in May, like right in the summer, that's kind of odd.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They have it going year-round.
Oh, yeah. Well, the NHL season is like the longest season in all professional sports in America, right? Isn't it like 9 months long? Usually,
yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah, it starts like sometime around August, I think. When is I don't remember. I used to be into NHL, but I haven't paid attention to it since that strike.
I don't know. I pay more attention to whether I can get the ball.
Or the puck.
The puck in the net.
If you're trying to get the ball and then you're playing hockey, you got a problem, brother. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you there. Yeah. Yeah. So what's your take? You're cool with Dr. Lego coming to PCU, right?
Yeah.
But you're not cool, of course, with Zoller coming to PCU. He doesn't want to come anyway.
No, I'm not cool with that.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. That's Ted. Ted's report right there. You heard it here first. Well, he said it yesterday anyway, so. You heard it here on the mouth.
98.6. The mouth.
The breaking news? I played the mouth on accident, actually, but. There it is. All right. So you want to do that prank call to the casino, man?
Yeah.
Okay, so this
you
is the...
You want me to call it?
Yeah, well, I'll take care of it for you, don't worry.
All
right. Just sit tight. Eagle River, Bingo, and Casino. This is in Alaska also. We're hitting up Alaska tonight, apparently. That's what Will's working on, confirming away over here.
Interesting.
Lonesome Loser, I think he's napping. That's okay, Lonesome Loser. You can take a break if you want. We're going to end the show soon anyway, but you've contributed plenty tonight. You're the man. You're the man. Lonesome Loser helps you out, right, in your show, right? He sends you numbers and all that good stuff?
He doesn't come around on Fridays.
He might be working on Fridays, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, he helps everybody else out, so that's cool.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sure it's not...
I just keep calling Motel 6.
Yeah, I hear that also. That's great, man. The Motel 6 calls are funny. All right, yeah, that's a good show. You're on, Friday nights at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Eastern?
Yeah.
Straight off the streets of Compton.
Yeah, 8 o'clock your time, right? That's when you start?
Right, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern. All right. Here comes the next prank call of the night, everybody. Hang on.
Really don't give a fuck.
Hello. Hi. This is Jack. I wanted to come down to the casino and bingo place.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I wanted to come down there.
Okay.
Now, do you have any lodging? Do you have any lodging there?
No. It's just a bingo hall.
Oh, because, you know, what I was interested in, sometimes you can get these casino deals where, you know, the room is comped. Your food is comped.
Oh, no, it's just a bingo hall, a bowling alley, there's a bar, and a snack bar.
And they start you off with about $100 of chips, everything included,
package. Oh, no, there's no gambling in Alaska.
Well, what do you think bingo is?
Well, bingo is class 2 gaming, yes.
Class 2?
Class 2 gaming is what it's called.
Okay, then
what is... Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I mean, I want to gamble, and I live in Alaska, so...
Okay. Well, can I put you on hold because I'm a little bit busy right now, or either
yeah,
you
can talk to
tomorrow?
No, could I talk to somebody who's not busy?
Okay.
Because I have some concerns.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm interested in gambling, and she told me that I had to have Class 2 clearance.
Who is it?
This is Jack. I'm interested in coming down and doing some gambling, but she told me that I had to have a Class 2 clearance in order to be able to gamble.
You'll have to have a Class 2 clearance to come down here?
She said something about Class 2 gaming, and I've never had any sorts of clearance with the government. So,
you just come down, man.
Do you do a background check?
For you to come down here and play bingo?
Yeah.
No.
Because she told me she was going to hook me up to a lie detector in order for me to get
Who
class 2
this?
Clear. What?
Who is this?
No, because, all right, the way it works is I get hooked up to a machine. And then they ask me a bunch of questions, and then they say, okay, you're clean. You've got, you know, class 2 clearance. And then I can play. Bingo.
Who is this, Melinda?
Bingo! I shouldn't have said that because I don't have clearance. Oh my God, there's guys coming out of a truck and they've got riot gear on. I knew the FBI would find me. I knew they would find me if I said bingo.
Get down on the ground!
No!
Get down on the ground!
No! I'm blaming you for this when I get out of the jail.
Did you get down yet?
Yeah, I'm on the floor.
Get down!
I'm down.
Get up!
Alright, I'm up.
Get down now!
Alright, I'm back down.
Get up now!
Wait, this is exercise.
Put your hands up!
Alright, they're up.
Hands down! Turn around!
Turning around.
Doo-doo brown!
Doo-doo
brown!
Doo-doo
brown!
I think she hung up.
I think she did too.
I don't know what that was about. We had to break into some Two Live Crew there. Hang on, let me clear the line. Hang on, man.
That one.
Went from like James Brown to to Two Live Crew. That was weird.
Get up now. Get up.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I was inspired. I guess.
Thanks for the FBI assist there.
Yeah. I tried to make it as realistic as possible, man. I think she enjoyed that too, which is a good thing. It's a beautiful thing when they enjoy the prank call.
Right.
In
it's
the process.
All about authenticity. You know?
Exactly. Something like that.
Alright.
Alright, man. Thanks for calling in, Teddy.
Alright.
Alright, take care.
Doo-doo-brow!
You remember that old song, Brown, the Brown New Brother in Town? Doo-doo-brown.
Doo-doo-brown!
Doo-doo-brown, man. I play Two Live Crew here too much, so I'm not about to play a Two Live Crew song. Well, that was Ted, and that was fun. Alright. What do you guys think about that?
Great.
Jin, Will, Ted... Milkman, I mean?
Yeah, I love that, man. Ted is always funny. When he comes into my show, when he does his own show, he's great.
Yeah, you two get along great, man. You two get a good job together doing your prank calls.
Yeah, we met at the Jack and Gin store, didn't we? So,
yeah, the Jack and Gin, yeah. Where you call in AOL all the time, right? With your weird
That's
stories.
That's right, yeah.
You guys just go off like so on like all these weird tangents about the monitors.
Yeah,
we just
talk random shit, and the problem is that AOL, they never hang up. They can't hang up.
I don't think they can.
They're bound to some kind of terms.
Yeah, they're not allowed to hang up, I think, or it's really bad on them if they hang up, I suppose. I don't know what it is exactly, but yeah.
I think they can hang up, but only if you like seriously cuss them out, because I think they're there to help, and they're going to look really bad if they just hang up all the time.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, that's good though. You know, you get your money's worth.
But
nothing wrong with that.
It's great to fuck with them too. It's awesome.
Okay. All right. You're still
Anchorage Animal Control.
Animal Control. Oh man, did you ever get that prank call yet, man? The one from the that I had you do 2 weeks ago. You know the one I'm talking about, Jen? The, oh, God, the lost and found? Yeah, the animal lost and found from two Sundays ago that
oh,
you did.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I did that prank. Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, no, did you isolate that from the file yet? Because I really wanted to get that, man. That's an awesome.
Shit. Right, let me write this down because I'll do it today. I'll do it tonight.
I think that was either 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that was two weekends ago, I think. Maybe three. I don't know, two or three weekends ago. That was hilarious.
Was it a Sunday lunch show? Of course it was a Sunday lunch.
Yeah, right? It was a Sunday lunch, yeah. I don't remember what episode, what date. I can look at my archives and find
that's
out.
Right. No, I'll get it. Don't worry.
All right. Good deal, man. Good deal. So, yeah, we have officially right now 69 listeners via Shoutcast and 6 other listeners on TalkShoe. So that makes a grand total of 75 listeners right now. So how you like them apples, baby? All right, man. Doing good.
Broken, bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody. Make sure you check out MadhouseLive.com, MadhouseLive.com. Anchorage Animal Control.
Thanks, everybody, on our
that's good.
You want I got a polar bear.
A polar bear. I'm on a polar bear.
Polar bear's on top of my house.
The polar bear's raping my car. Hang on, I want to do that. And we'll try that next, everybody.
It's a white D-side.
Put on some sunglasses.
It's in love with my white
D-side. My peanut butter.
Big lookout.
Hang on, we're coming back with that in a second.
Awesome.
Okay.
Please stay on the line.
I will. Everybody wants me to... Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey.
Hello. No bad. I got a polar bear here in the backyard. It's on top of my car.
You got a polar bear in your backyard. You need to call state troopers. You need that number?
No. It's animal control they said to call. I got a state trooper here now, so I'll give you guys a call.
The state trooper's here. Let me talk to the trooper.
All right, hang on.
Hi, this is Billy Bob.
Oh, good night, sir.
Gee, thanks, Will. That was great. Well, we gotta do something with you, man.
Oh, shit.
Note to self, never put Will on the phone again.
I'm sorry, Will. I wasn't trying to make fun of you. That was funny. I handled that wrong.
He put it right in front of me. I was like, ah.
You should have been like, yeah, this is the state trooper. You guys gotta come down here. I could have done a state trooper. I should have done, you know, Jack Masterson, a state trooper. Next time I'll do that. That's our fault. That's my fault. I take all responsibility for that.
My bad. Nah,
can you
I'll
do that
take
out
it.
With
I wasn't
trooper?
Even ready. I didn't even know.
It's okay, Will. Don't feel bad. Don't beat yourself up over it. It's not a big deal. You want to do a Fat Albert call, guys? We could do that. Where's he going to call?
Oh, yeah.
He could do a 24-hour car rental, or we have a 24-hour towing company. We got who? A 24-hour...
24-hour rental and see if they've got a 10-seat passenger van.
I'm on fire! I don't know what to do.
Actually, an armored truck.
All right, you guys are talking all over each other. Will, what's going on here? All right. That's okay. All right, enough. And you got to put your mic down if you're going to talk. Okay, all right. No problem. Okay, who was I going to call? That's fine. It's okay. 24-hour car rental, everybody, as Fat Albert, who's going to be calling in. Give me a second here real quick. Milkman, tell everybody how they can call in the line real quick here. They got one last stop.
Well, I'll tell you, tell them the polar bear's on the new roof or something.
I could tell them I rented a car and there's a polar bear inside of it, too. I think I'll do that. I like the polar bear idea. So I think we'll continue with that.
That's Fat Albert, though.
That's Fat Albert. Okay. Okay, you got it. Milkman, tell everybody how to call in.
If you'd like to call in, we have a toll-free number. That's right. We will pay the dime. You give us our time. The number's 888-278-8509. 888-278-8509.
Very good.
Just like that. Give us a call.
Very well done, man. Very well done. And not many people taking advantage of that. That's good for me because it's less money out of my pocket. I don't care. No problems there. But hey.
Definitely pay the dime.
Yeah, we'll pay it if we have to. All right, so here comes Fat Albert real quick. Just a moment, folks.
But all for you, our listeners. We love you. I love his Facebook.
Hey, it's Fat Albert. And I'm gonna sing a song for you. And Bill's gonna show you a thing or two. You'll have some fun now.
This is Bill Cosby coming at you with music and fun. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
It comes up. I wonder what close call means.
You know, I did a good impression there.
No, you did. No, I say close call. That's weird. Close call? Oh, I guess it's like close and then call. Yeah. Is there a close next to it, maybe?
No,
that's trippy, man. Trippy. Okay. Stupid phone. I'm going to have to try to call it again. Hang on, folks.
Hey, are we approaching the record on the Madhouse on some of our listeners here?
I think so. We're 67 plus 8, 75. We're still at 75. We're getting up. I think that's a record, actually. I think that is a record.
I think so, too. Yeah. Bing, bing,
that's
bong,
good.
Bing,
the
values
can never go up.
Stop with the monkey. 24-hour car rental.
Hey, 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 how you doing?
Good.
Hey, this is Albert. And I rented a car from you, and there's a polar bear inside the car.
Oh, yeah?
There's a polar bear inside the car right now. What do you recommend I do?
I don't know.
I mean, I left the windows open, and I guess the polar bear got behind the wheel. The polar bear don't crash the car. The polar bear crashed the car. I'm being serious, sir. The polar bear crashed the car, baby.
Wow.
And you understand what I mean? I'm not paying for this polar bear. I pay for it.
Damn.
Yeah.
For real?
How believable is this?
For sure.
Yeah. You want to get up? Get down? Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Have you tried a fat Albert salad yet?
Hello?
Have you tried a fat Albert salad yet?
Wow, that's hot.
Do you want to try a fat Albert salad?
No, I don't.
Can I give you the recipe?
Yeah.
You take a red onion. You put some adobo on it. You put some ranch dressing. Uh-huh. Or you put some cheddar cheese on it. You put some red wine vinegar. And then you shred up a $50 bill and you put it on top.
Nice.
And there ain't no lettuce on the fat apple salad, baby. Hey, hey, hey.
What is
this? This is fat apple, baby. I'm trying to send in my claim on the polar bear, baby. Polar bear done stole my car and crashed it into a tree. And the polar bear climbed up the tree. Now the tree's on fire, polar bear's gonna burn. You ever had any roasted polar bear?
That'd be pretty good.
Would you like some polar bear? Polar bear got nice long black tongue. Polar bear stick his tongue in your asshole, you know how that feels?
Oh my god.
You know how big a polar bear's tongue is?
No.
You know how long it took me to train this polar bear not to bite my dick off? Come on down here, I'll show you my polar bear. I got a black polar bear. It's from up north Alaska in the oil field. He's black, he ain't white, baby. He's black, black snow.
Wow.
You ever see that black snow, baby? I bend over and I make some black snow for you. Watch this. Here I go. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, baby, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I'll be calling back, though, because this polar bear is going to be done in about 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Think it'd be alright if I take a tire off this car and just throw it on the tree to help it burn.
Okay.
I had a dream once that I had a polar bear, and I put four tires around them and I lit the tires on fire.
Nice.
And the whole time I was doing it from behind, I was like, open a downstroke and an outstroke. Hey, hey, hey. All right, baby, I'm going to let you go. Take care of yourself. You tell the boss you did a great job, all right?
Okay.
Make sure he take you out to Red Lobster for a $5 salad.
Nice.
Can you give me a hey, hey, hey?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, baby, take care.
Oh, my God.
Hey. And that pineapple table ain't got no lettuce.
No lettuce on the pineapple.
Spend it at $50
bill. $50, yeah, I mean, that's expensive taste right there, man. God damn.
No
damn.
Lettuce.
That was awesome, man.
Yeah, it was
that's
good.
Like 10 stars right there.
Yeah, 10. 9 stars, 10 stars. I'll give you, I'll take the 10. Thanks, man. Glad you guys, that hurts my throat when I do that.
It's worth
it. Oh, yeah, you tell me about it. You know the Marvin voice I do? That kills me.
The Marvin voice? That one? That's a good voice.
Yeah, you know when they talk like this, you know?
Hello? I had a computer science teacher in high school that talked just like that. Hello, I'm Mr. Manning.
But you know, you talk like that for too long and it'll kill you.
Oh, your voice will stay that way, is what my mom used to tell me. You gotta watch out for that. you don't want that. We're gonna call Will. Don't confirm anymore because I'm gonna wrap it up pretty soon. You did a good job, Will. Thank you. And Lonesome Loser, of course, did a good job, too. He's probably sleeping by now. We got, that was good. That was good, man.
That was
good. We called the Anchorage Animal Control. We called the 24-hour car rental. So we called the Bingo Casino. So we got the 24-hour towing and the Top of the World Hotel. That's the one I'm going to call next. Top of the World Hotel. So hang on for that, everybody.
Top of the world.
Top
like,
of
can
the
I world. Get to the Baja Club?
She said that? Like, well, she
no,
answers
no,
the top. Well, she answers.
Top of the world. How can I help you?
What is that, a bar? Does it say?
No, it's a hotel.
It's a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, top of the world, word.
Wow.
You're already there for me, huh?
That's some good pussy. All right, hang on. Hang on, folks.
But don't do that. She'll just drop the line.
Yeah, I'm not going to be. I won't be crass. I won't be crass.
I got to go.
Evening, top of the world.
Hey, can you speak up there, darling, baby? Hello?
What?
I fixed the phone. Isn't that great? Hey! Top of the world. Ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, this is the top of the world.
Yes.
Is this the top of the world?
Yes, it is.
Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
I'm Jack Valente. Have you ever heard of me?
No.
Okay, well, I own Top of the World Hotel in the Himalayas. And we are actually at the top of the world, at the highest point of the world. And I would just like to accuse you of false advertising. Because you are not at the top of the world, you know? We are the top of the world. We are the true top of the world. See, that was stupid. Stupid prank call. Good work. Good work, Will.
I had to pull something out of my head.
I know. I did bad. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing to do that in front of people like Jen and Milkman, who are consummate professionals when it comes to prank calls. The last one is going to be...
Oh, man, that was great.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. That was
funny.
No, it wasn't. See, you guys are... Don't give me any mercy claps here, okay? It's okay. I suck.
Yeah, all right.
All right?
Yeah, it sucks.
All right. Here's a mercy clap. You heard? Yeah, good prank call. All right. Gabe's 24-hour towing will be the last call of the night, everybody.
This is Babe.
Who? Babe? Babe the... Oh, Gabe? Babe was the talking pig. You remember Babe. The talking pig. I fucked up the phone. Hang on, folks.
See if you can hear some pig squealing, then.
Of course, now. Let it hit play.
Dave's telling.
Yeah, hey. How much is your hourly rate for this late of the night?
Hello?
What's your rate at this time of night?
Depends on what I'm towing.
Well,
are we towing?
You're towing a semi-truck. I got a big semi-truck and it's cutting some black snow.
And it's what?
It's cutting some black snow.
Well, our semi rate is $150 an hour.
$150. How long is it going?
The time I get back.
I'm talking. How long is it going to take for you to do it?
To do what?
Well, you're not going to come out here and take your sweet time like a union worker, are you?
We never do, sir.
Are you in a union?
Never have been.
Okay, so you're not union, right? That's good. I don't deal with that union shit. I don't like Italians. Are you Italian? I guess he's Italian. Mr. Italian? Yeah, hey, you know, I really like screwing up calls the second half of the show. Good work, Carlos, huh? All right. Yeah.
Hey.
You do an Eddie call. We haven't done Eddie call for a while.
I do an Eddie call. Okay, you know what? I got one last number, the one that Little Evil Neo sent in. It's
a Rotisserie Williams call.
Yeah, well, hang on. Rotisserie Williams. All right, Little Evil Neo says, I almost gutted this bitch today at work. Holy shit, hang on. This is spicy. She got knocked up by one of the cooks.
Yeah, Neo, you go.
She got knocked up by one of the cooks, and all she talks about is her fucking fetus. She's 7.5 or 8 months pregnant and talks about how she's going to get on welfare and how her aunt bought her a car and how she's now going to decorate the baby's room. She's an ignorant Pentecostal bitch. She said that I was evil and that I will never be saved by her God because I believe in witchcraft. Also, she treats everyone there like retarded, especially me. Did I mention she's a bitch? She thinks she knows it all, considers herself as the assistant manager and the person the manager owner trusts the most. She's 19, and she was still in high school when she got knocked up. Dude, that's fucked up.
Wow.
And she's 19. Getting her GED in December. She doesn't even have her GED yet, man.
Welfare stamps.
And she's going on welfare, man.
Wow.
She wouldn't.
She's
so
classic American.
Because she didn't want to finish her senior year.
A kid with a kid.
Personally, yeah. Neo thinks that the cunt, her words not mine, needs a reality check because she thinks she's God's almighty gift. Living in an apartment with her boyfriend, the cook, who's Tano. What kind of name is Tano? He's Mexican. One more piece of info. The bitch didn't know what Cinco de Mayo was. Stupid. She left. She thought it was the Day of the Dead when the manager asked her what her... And that's where she cuts off. And then he figured out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, she also thinks she knows good Spanish because she's fucking a Mexican. Well, she's got that going for her. Okay, whatever that
Spanish
means.
Spanish food?
I guess so. I wonder if she cooks. That's what we got to ask her. Do you cook Spanish food? No, that's a stupid idea. But I got an idea for her. So everybody hang on. And I will do that next. The last prank call of the night, as it were, is coming up right now. Right now. Right now, right now, right now.
Yeah,
it's
Eddie Garcia.
Yeah, it is Eddie Garcia. Good call.
Hey, this is Jackie. I'm busy, so...
Aw, man. I'll leave her a message.
Please record
an inappropriate message.
You have finished recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, Jackie, what's up? Yo, it's Tano's cousin, Eddie Garcia, you know? So, yo, he said that you're going to give birth in like 1 or 2 months. And I wanted to know if I could eat the placenta when you're done. Because it's got a lot of vitamins and nutrients in it, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to be calling back. But I really am interested in buying that placenta after you have your baby. And I will give you some money for it, you know. And placenta's good. You know, you take placenta and you make a fat apple salad. And it's very good, man. So, give me a call back. Tell Tano that you give me a call back. At the number, and he said that his TT says bendición, all right? I love you, bye-bye.
And whatever. Okay, that's the show, everybody. Milkman, take us out of here, you son of a gun.
Yeah. Fat Albert Salad.
The Fat Albert Salad, indeed. Milkman.
Wonderful show.
Milkman, take us out. Yeah, you know what? I had a good time with the Fat Albert today. I haven't done the Fat Albert song, you know, the Fat Albert calls in a while. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we got to definitely...
He's a big favorite right here in the Madhouse.
Heck yeah, man. All
right. That's right. I'd like to thank everybody that joined us tonight. Big Jen Stewart, the man. JenStewart.com.
That's right, JenStewart.com.
Don't forget about...
That's the place to be.
Jen Stewart, Sunday lunch. PM. Check him out on JenStewart.com, man, if you need a laugh. This is great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
Lee, really,
I'm
for
taking a break right now. This show's not going to be back for a few.
Oh, it's not going to be back for a while?
No, 2 months.
We're on season
2 months.
For all of you fans already out there at MiracleInstore.com, look for the new podcast. It is so good.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. We love you all tuning in. Everybody that called in, thanks a lot. Dad, we love you.
Look, man, what is
all
wrong with you?
MST3 Clay, Nitro.
Everybody.
All our friends out there in the chat, all you people out there, Yahoo, we love y'all.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's all about you. We do this every week just for you. But you all can stop with it.
Look, man, try to speak up a little bit. You're breaking up a lot.
Connection.
It's all about the investors. We love you. Because we pay every week so you can share a smile. The most interactive show right here on YouTube.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Tune in.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
And Carlito, Spirit's lead, we stuck to you. Without you, there'd be many less smiling faces in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, to you, big guy.
That's me, everybody. Hey, I'm special. All right.
I'm special.
Thanks, Milkman. Thanks. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Will.
You're very welcome.
Will Davis. Thank you, man. Jen, man, 2 months. You better come back, Jen, man. I'm gonna miss you on Sunday.
Yeah, of course. I will do a show, but you know, in a personal life is a bit rusty at the moment, so I gotta sort things out, and then I'm gonna come back and do a show. I'll do a show every now and then, but I'm not gonna do a Sunday lunch show.
All right, but you'll make it for Madhouse at least, at least.
Or? Oh yeah, I'll try and be on for Madhouse.
Oh yeah, there we go. Good deal. Hope everything works out. Do what you gotta do,
yes.
And do
thank
it.
Thank you.
Good luck, man.
And look out for that.
Thank you.
It will bust your gut.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Check out the podcast, JenStewart.com. You have a good JenStewart.com.
Get out there, JenStewart.com, and spread the word. Thank you to PCR, everybody at PCR. You guys rock. Everybody on PCU, you guys rock. Everybody on TalkShoe.com, you guys rock.
We love PCU.
We love you all. Check us out at MadhouseLive.com again. And keep us in touch. Keep in touch with us, rather. And I don't know what else we can talk about. We're done here, everybody. We'll catch you all.
Hey, what did our high for the listener count tonight, bro?
We hit 75 was our peak. So that's good. That's good.
75 listeners. Jesus Christ.
Listeners, yes. And check out the podcast. We'll be hitting that up, too, with this episode eventually.
Time to break out those whips there and get the officer on the phone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Oh, you like that, don't you, Muhammad?
We'll catch you next week, everybody. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Out. Two kids meet me in bed in 5 minutes.
Peace, everyone.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
You know what? We're not even...